So very good morning to you, and our very first story this morning is the short film, which is a 28-minute short film on migration of a Malawian worker who has come to South Africa to find a future for himself and his family. Here's a snippet from that particular film. And that's the intro to a film entitled Deliver Me, a brilliant film focusing on the impact of lockdown and which was conceived, edited and filmed right here in South Africa and has been recognized internationally. Now, the SA short film Deliver Me will have its international premiere at the upcoming Cairo International Film, where it will take part in the official short film competition. The 28-minute film is the only South African or Southern African film in this festival's competition. We chat this morning to Mitchell Harper. Mitchell, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning and thank you for having me. Good morning to all your audience.
This is a beautiful film, and I would actually hazard a guess that this is the beginning of many other success stories like this. And obviously lockdown inspired this film. But where did you find the inspiration to zoom in on the oft-forgotten delivery guy and, more significantly on the plight of a migrant worker who we easily take so for granted on a day-to-day basis?
I think the initial inspiration actually came from my director, Janusz Okrema, who reached out to me during the lockdown. We had actually been developing another film project, and like many people, we were all cooped up at home and unable to really work. And in this time and period, he ideated, the idea of, because one of the few services that were still running were delivery of food and delivery of products. And as we know, South Africa has a deep history with migration, especially within the continent. I think the stats last year that by mid-2020, there were about 2.9 million migrants living in South Africa, the majority of them coming from, obviously, other African countries. So for us, there's always been this thing, especially myself and Janu, we've always had an idea of, making films that humanize people. And really tell the human story. And he spent some time during the lockdown on his daily walks, going to Claremont in Cape Town, and talking and discussing with the various delivery drivers that were there. And as you say, often when we're in a service position, we often forget, the human story behind it. And for us, this was a chance for us to kind of center in on not just the main character Paul's life, but also the story of many people that migrate to South Africa, but across the continent and across the world, really. So that's kind of where the idea came from.
Yeah. Chatting this morning to Mitchell Harper, who's the producer of a short film entitled Deliver Me. The story of this particular film, this 28-minute long film, is actually all in the title called Deliver Me. So why choose that title? Explain that to us, because that's where the crux of the story is.
Yeah, I think for us it was the idea of the title was just was musing on what, because coming up with the title for a project, especially a project that is. Not very. It's the style that we made the documentary was not in the traditional way. It's more of a narrative kind of approach to a documentary. So for us, it was just about getting a title that was quite tight, but also punchy. And for us, it had a lot to do with the actual process of these guys are providing a life service to you. We all need to eat, and we also have to think about he was doing this to deliver his family from economic strife that he's feeling in his own country. And for us, that's where the idea of the title came from.
I believe the film was conceived and filmed and edited during South Africa's lockdown level 4, which made it quite difficult for you guys to move around. And you made this film for under 20,000 rand and with a 4-man crew. So talk to us about, you know, making a movie in this manner and your sort of unusual approach to documentary style storytelling.
Yeah, so as I said, you know, we have been in the process of trying to develop another film project. And actually, the funny story is that I produced the film while living in Durban, and the rest of the crew were obviously based in Cape Town, and the film itself is shot in Cape Town. So it was quite tricky to navigate that. We were very lucky in terms of that everybody who worked on the film, that being the DOP, Elijah Ndumbe, the sound recordist, Denise Onan, and Yanu Okema, the director, we all just really wanted to make a film and just get something out there and, you know, express our creative juices. Making a film in lockdown was quite difficult, especially also because a lot of we didn't have a big budget. Like, literally, the film was made with the salary of mine for months of work, because we didn't have the time to go through the process of getting funding, because none of the funding portals were open. So it was about really just trying to make a film guerrilla style. But the one thing that I have to talk about when it comes to the film is that myself particularly, but also Yanu as well, we have a personal ethos about the way that we make films, in terms of that there's no real hierarchy. So in terms of that, you know, there's a traditional hierarchy where the producer is the main person and the directors are the main people and everybody else's crew. We're actually, when we made this film, it was about a collective consultative approach. You know, we consulted with everybody to get their ideas around framing and how we would want to make the film and how we would want to convey the story of Paul, but Paul's journey. But also in terms of that, everybody in the film is an executive producer, because we didn't really have the budget to pay people their usual standard fee. So everybody owns a stake in the film. And this for us is about, you know, dismantling the kind of traditional normative hierarchy that exists within filmmaking that has come from years and years of the process of it. So for us, it was about, you know, making a collaborative process. Even with Paul, we spent a lot of time consulting with him in terms of how he wants to be reflected in the film, but also in terms of what he's comfortable doing and what he's not comfortable doing.
If we look at the film, Mitchell, that, you know, it's a very sort of West Coast synopsis of the film transversing Cape Town's silent inner streets on his delivery bike. Paul Mawase was a Malawian immigrant. I think we need to just tell people exactly what the film is about. Malawian immigrant, new to the city, sort of irks out a life during the surreal months of corona lockdown, delivering food door to door. And he meets a world of gates, empty streets and silent streets, and his only lifeline connecting him to his work and his family, you know, are the digital faces illuminating him. And it's his cell phone that connects him with his family, that he has to go out there at night. What do you hope people should take home from this film and from this narrative that you are telling in 28 minutes?
For us, the big thing is about the human story behind this. We can't forget as humans, you know, that even though these people provide us a service, and this goes for not just delivery drivers, but this comes to the, you know, the very person who works in your office, to the very unhoused or homeless person that lives on the street. There's a human story behind it, and that, you know, everybody has their own journey and circumstances to it, and that we need to look just beyond the kind of gates and barriers that are set up to us in our kind of modern capitalistic society, that we've kind of lost our way in terms of being able to connect as humans. And for us, the main story, the main thing here is that we wanted to be able to look at the human connection that exists between people, whether it be through the food, but also through, you know, the actual human connection that we have all existing on this planet.
Mitchell Harper, the producer of a film entitled Deliver Me. We have a voice note, Mitchell, about the collaboration in this movie from Karen.
Ah, Zane, just love Mitchell's collaborative approach and his word guerrilla used in the context of documentary making really made me smile. Lots of love from Karen and Glenn Cairn.
It's Karen in Glen Ken, and that is, you know, wanting to tell you, Mitchell, that they love the collaborative idea. The film festival is 26 November to 5 December. Where can people access this film? I know on the 28th the screening is available and would obviously be available on digital platforms after that.
Yeah, it will be available on the Cairo Film International Film Festival's website. You can access it through, I think it's the CIFF.org or .com, but it will be available there. We also just recently screened earlier this year at Encounters Film Festival, Encounters Documentary Film Festival, and as well as the African Human Rights Festival. For South Africans, it is still available on the African Human Rights Festival website. So if you go to ahrff.co.za, you'll be able to watch the film from there. Otherwise, if there are any people who are in Egypt, any South Africans who are listening, we'll be in Cairo on this. We'll be screening on the 27th and on the 28th as well. So please, at the Zamalek Opera House. So please, if you are available and around in Cairo, I highly recommend not only attending the rest of the festival, but also our screening as well.
Mitchell Harper, all the best of luck for this film entitled Deliver Me, and let's hope you come home with some very, very crazy accolades from the Cairo International Film. That's the producer, Mitchell Harper, chatting to us about a film entitled Deliver Me.